Welcome to The Flash Business, where we decipher the latest economic signals and corporate shifts impacting your investments and the broader market. Today, we delve into Morgan Stanley's fresh investment strategies amid an unpredictable economic cycle, dissect the fast food industry's struggle with inflation, and analyze the optimistic surge in U.S. stock index futures as traders bet on rate cuts. Stay with us as we navigate through these complex financial waters. The economic landscape is anything but static, transforming with every passing moment. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist, Mike Wilson, offers an in-depth analysis of the current market dynamics. Let's go to Lester for more on this story.
Indeed, Wendy. As we witness a cautiously optimistic consumer behavior amidst an evolving economic cycle, Mike Wilson shares a nuanced approach towards investment. This late-cycle playbook suggests a blend of defensive growth, including sectors like healthcare and consumer staples, alongside an affinity for late-cycle cyclicals, specifically industrials and energy. The energy sector, with its strong oil demand and pricing environment, stands out as a compelling investment avenue.
That's quite insightful. How does this shift affect investors?
Investors are urged to recalibrate their strategies, focusing on quality and cyclically resilient sectors. Wilson underlines the importance of a barbell portfolio strategy, balancing between the defensive growth and the potential in late-cycle cyclicals. However, there's a word of caution for those eyeing small to mid-cap investments, suggesting a too early to pivot approach given their underperformance.
Navigating such complex market dynamics certainly requires a sharp and adaptable investment strategy. Moving on, Lester, how does the fast food industry fit into this evolving economic narrative?
The fast food sector is at a critical juncture, Wendy. Faced with rising labor and ingredient costs amid high inflation, giants like McDonald's and Yum! Brands have had to increase menu prices, dampening consumer interest. This strategic shift towards affordability, as seen in Taco Bell's $3 or less value menu, reflects a broader attempt to woo back the budget-conscious diner.
It sounds like a tough balancing act. Any signs of consumer response?
There's a mixed response. While some, like Chipotle, have seen a sales uptick thanks to menu innovations and price adjustments, the overall picture indicates a reduction in fast food allure. The ongoing inflation and increased at-home cooking are reshaping consumer habits, presenting a formidable challenge for the industry to navigate.
Certainly, an evolving puzzle for fast food brands. Now let's pivot to the stock market. With recent optimistic movements in U.S. stock index futures, can we look forward to a loosening financial environment? In the wake of a slowing employment growth report, there's a renewed optimism on Wall Street, with traders expecting rate cuts. Eugene, detail us on the implications.
Right, Wendy. The anticipation for the Federal Reserve to cut rates has resulted in an uptrend in U.S. stock index futures. The market is buoyed by this expectation, mitigating the volatility experienced in April, sparked by inflation concerns. However, the Fed's cautious stance highlights the need for a tangible decline in inflation before any rate adjustments.
Does this mark a potential shift in market sentiment?
Precisely, Wendy. This cautious optimism has investors keenly watching the central bank's moves. With a robust first quarter earnings season behind us, there's hope for a favorable monetary policy that could sustain market growth. As we await speeches from central bank officials and key economic data, the stock market remains a focal point of investor interest.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, our conversation took us from strategic investment insights offered by Morgan Stanley through the inflation-induced challenges of the fast food industry to a glimpse of optimism in U.S. stock index futures. Remember, navigating these economic and market terrains requires insight, adaptability, and a bit of foresight. Until next time, keep tuning in for your dose of knowledge and entertainment. On demand.